This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and in today's episode, so I am going to be talking on the Lenovo Legion Go versus the Steam Deck. Now, or Steam Deck OLED, my fault, let me correct myself, because, no, the Steam Deck, I think if anybody is looking into getting, if you're, like, I guess, like, trying to, like, figure out, like, which one should I get, the Steam Deck or the Steam Deck OLED, in my opinion, get the Steam Deck OLED. They're going to be making more of those. It's going to be harder to get you a regular Steam Deck. Plus, on top of that, battery, from what I heard, battery is better. Games look better. What else? Yeah, overall, the Steam Deck OLED is a better option. When you're looking between both the Steam Deck and the Steam Deck OLED, yeah, just go ahead and get the Steam Deck OLED. Now, the Steam Deck OLED has a little bit of a competition on its hands, all right? The Lenovo Legion Go. So, I got the Lenovo Legion Go first. I seen that they had them at Best Buy. They had them on sale on top of that. And so, anyways, I went up there. I got it. Box was, it was a decent-sized box. I guess if you guys are looking, well, actually, you know, no, on second thought, the Steam Deck, it had a decent-sized box, too. So, I guess, like, if you guys are, That don't even matter. I don't even know why I even had mentioned the box of things. I don't think nobody's gonna be, well, no, I know people will probably be all like, you know, what would the, if you're trying to like get them online, like what would the shipping be like and things. Both of the boxes are big, so it's gonna be one of those things where if you are gonna be ordering it on online somewhere, it's probably best if you're home, because I would really hate for you to be all like, oh, I ordered mine, but then somebody stole it and things. Yeah, bro, go ahead, take the day off, and the day when you do order in the Steam Deck OLED and the Lenovo Legion Go, like, whichever ones you do decide to get by the end of this episode. But, yeah, make sure you're home when you're ordering that, or if you can find the store. So, actually, you know what, no, so I'm gonna talk on, like, both my buying experience with the Lenovo Legion Go and the Steam Deck OLED, because surprisingly, I got my Steam Deck OLED at a store. So, but with the Lenovo Legion Go, went in the Best Buy, bought it, in and out. That's pretty much it. I asked them, I was like, do you guys have the Lenovo Legion Go? Man went in the back. No, what was funny, the guy, I think the guy, he was trying to pocket himself a Lenovo Legion Go, but anyways, he goes on and says, oh, we don't have them, and I'm like, or no, so he was all like, no, that's what he said, he was all like, go ask the guy, but I don't think we have any. I asked the guy anyways, he said, yeah, we, he checked on the web, because I checked on the website, they said they had them, so I was all like, nah, bro, I ain't hearing that. So anyways, dude went in the back, gave me the Lenovo Legion Go, bought mine's in and out, good, all right, so, then with the Steam Deck OLED, so I guess if you're looking for a little bit of a less experience when buying it, yeah, the Lenovo Legion Go, that's a winner when it comes to purchasing and stuff, because when I went and got the Steam Deck OLED, I got it at GameStop. Surprisingly, they sell them at GameStop. Now, I remember them saying that they sold them, but I thought it was an online thing. I didn't think that they would have them actually at store, but there's a popular mall out here in Washington, and they have just about everything, okay? Like, you could go in that mall. I'm telling you right now, you possibly could leave with, like, purchasing a house. Like, you get a house, car, a whole outfit. Literally, that mall has a movie theater. They got clothing stores. They got restaurants. They got freaking, they had the Rainforest Cafe at one point in time at this mall. This mall, I'm telling you, this is one mall that I have never seen falling off. Like, the thing is this. You could go there in the morning, in the middle of the day, and at night, and that mall is always busy, okay? Always busy, all right? So anyways, but no, so they had them at GameStop. At first, I thought they were just only going to have the regular Steam Deck, so I would have settled with the regular Steam Deck, but the woman said that they had the OLED. So, but that's what the twist to it is that when getting the Steam Deck OLED, you have to be a Power Up Rewards member at GameStop, so you got to get that card that they always hassle you about. Yeah, you have to, you don't have to have the card, you just only got to be a member of their, Power Ups reward thing and stuff. So, if you're not trying to become a member, if you don't want to spend extra money just to get something, then yeah, like I said, go with the Lenovo Legion Go, because I think for both devices, I think I think they're about the same price. $749. All right, so actually they have the 512 gigabyte. Hold on for a second. Google be acting weird at times with stuff. Okay, so they got the one that I have, the 1 terabyte, that's $749, and then they got the 500. So they got 1 terabyte, $749, 512 gigabytes, which is $699, and then the Steam Deck. Hold on for a second. OLED. Let's go on Steam because I trust their pricings and stuff. So it's actually cheaper when you sit down and think about it. So I guess if you're looking to spend a little bit less money, you could get the 1 terabyte OLED for $640. So it's pretty much $100 less. But the reason why it's $100 less is because the Lenovo Legion Go, in my opinion, it's better, okay? It's a much more better device, all right? So anyways, let's just talk on the Lenovo Legion Go real quick. So, Lenovo Legion Go, and they probably do got something like that out there where they got extra accessories for the device itself. But so anyways, so you can take the controls off on the side. It's pretty much a Nintendo Switch, but if it was a PC, it's like, think of like of the Nintendo Switch as like bigger brother. That's what the Lenovo Legion Go is. So you could take the side controls off. That's another dope thing about it is that it comes with this mouse pad, but it comes with this mouse thing that you could put at the end of one of the controllers and you could use it as a mouse. It was kind of weird using it, but I think I just need to practice with it a little bit more, and eventually I'll figure it out. I think there is a game that I've been playing a little bit of called Combat Master, and I will talk on games being played on it and stuff. But overall though, yeah, I think that's a really sick feature that they got on it. So I guess if you're trying to show out in front of your friends, that's the best way to do it. If you got a bunch of gamer friends, that's the best way of showing out is by bringing in your Lenovo Legion Go. And then with the Steam Deck, so the thing is this, with the Steam Deck, I have to say that I like the case, all right? If I could talk on any extra things with the Steam Deck, is that I like the case because all handheld gaming PCs, I believe they all come with cases, because the Asus ROG Ally came with one, the Lenovo Legion Go came with one, and then the Steam Deck OLED, it came with one. And I like the Steam Deck's case because it comes with this Velcro strap where it's zip it, because obviously it's gonna come with a zipper, but if you forget to zip up the case, it comes with this strap, so it's all let's say you put the strap thing on, or it's and it does kind of fall into place, but yeah, let's say if you forget to put the strap on and then you stand up and you start walking with it and you're like, oh my god, the zipper, yeah, that strap thing, it goes over. It's pretty secure. I tested it out, and no, the Steam Deck, there's no way possible for that Steam Deck, and even it's heavy too for it to take that Velcro off and then just fall straight down. But I do recommend you zip it up, put the straps on, all that stuff. So just that extra protection. So it's just in case if that Velcro, it starts getting old. And then yeah, because I can see that happening where it's it gets a little bit old, collects a little bit of dust. Then next thing you know, you out walking somewhere holding your Steam Deck OLED, and then that thing done got lighter, you look, that thing done cracked on concrete, and I know you're gonna cry about some stuff like that, because I would probably cry over some stuff like that. So anyways, yes, it is best to make sure the Velcro strap thing is on, zip the thing up, you should be chilling, alright? So, but yeah, I have to say, between the two, like, the Steam Deck, it has like a better case, but the Lenovo Legion Go, it's overall better, you know? But no, that's actually one thing that I'll say, is that both handheld gaming PCs, so the Steam Deck comes with two mouse pads on each side, and then the Lenovo Legion Go, it comes with one mouse pad, and both of them are very responsive, but I have to say that I like the mouse pad on the Steam Decks, on the Steam Deck. The mouse pads on there, they feel, it just feels better, you know? It feels more responsive. It feels just, yeah, it just overall feels better and things, and so, yeah, it's, but the mouse pad on the Lenovo Legion Go, I'm not saying that it's not good, but I just think that the Steam Decks, it's just, yeah, it's slightly better and stuff, so, but, and then when it comes to, like, visuals, like, how does the screen look, the screens look pretty much the same. I can't really tell that much of a difference between them. Like, I even try, like, when it's, like, sunny out. Oh, that's my garage. But anyways, when it's sunny outside, like, there is a little bit of a glare. But, yeah, it's the same. Like, it's something where I'm all like, you know, it's not, oh my god, I can't see. I'll just sit in a different direction if that's the case, you know? Because I'm like, I know people, they talk on stuff like that. And I'm like, just sit somewhere else. Or, you know, I don't, play it when it's, like, dark in your room or something, so you don't have to worry about that. Because me, I'm like, I don't be playing it at an angle where it's, like, something's gonna be blinding me and stuff, so. But, yeah, I know people, they talk on stuff like that, and I'm like, yeah, bro, I just sit in a different direction if the glare bothers you that much and things. But, yeah, the glare on both, it's the same. Like, I can't really tell that much of a difference. They probably got, like, some case or, like, screen protectors on there where it fixes that and stuff. But other than that, yeah, I think they both do come. I know the Steam Deck OLED, I know it comes with the, or they do have it where you can buy a screen protector, but I don't know if the Lenovo Legion Go got screen protectors. Let me see real quick. Screen protector. Oh no, it does. Yeah, Amazon, they sell mag glass. Yeah, they got it for $20. They got another one, TQLGY, they got one for $10. Super Shields, $10. Yeah, in my opinion, I would go with the most expensive one. Oh, actually, no, Lenovo, they actually sell theirs for $15 and things. I wonder, so here's something that I would like to know. Do they have cases for these? They do. They do have cases for, oh, they got multiple cases for the, they got like a Pokemon case? That's actually kind of sick. What's that? Is that a Billy and Madison? Hold on for a second. Let me see. Oh no, that's Mario. Never mind. What was that like? With the Grim Reaper, and then there was the two kids and stuff. I think it was like Billy and Madison. I don't know, bro. But no, they do come with the cases, and I'm pretty sure the Steam Deck, as long as those is that handheld gaming PC's been out, I'm pretty sure they got cases too. And yeah, they got cases. I'm pretty sure they got screen protectors and stuff. Yeah, so if you're looking, like, let's say if you don't want to carry the case, you very well can get you like a case and a screen protector, and pretty much just treat it like, you know, like you would treat your phone. If you do have cases and screen protectors for your phone, I would recommend doing that, because I know with me, like, I'm honestly gonna keep these in the house. But, you know, I might do that. I'm not gonna probably bring both. I think when it comes down, because I know somebody will probably ask me that, like, which would I choose for traveling? So, if you are, if you got, like, that money where you can buy both, definitely buy both. Keep one at home, keep one on the road, all right? So, in my opinion, how I would go about it, I definitely would keep the Lenovo Legion Go at home, just because it's more expensive. And then with the Steam Deck, that would be my road, like, entertainment and stuff, you know? Because it's like, the thing is that between the two, I think I would be a little bit more hurt if my Legion Go, if that broke. compared to my Steam Deck. Like, I, with my Steam Deck, so let's talk on, like, the specs. Let's talk on, like, you know, how do these devices play out. So I think I did talk on it a little bit. But, yeah, the Steam Deck, so it has its own OS, like, it has its own, just, you know, like, yeah, OS thingy thing, whatever they call it. Rather than with the Lenovo Legion Go, it has Windows 11, so, Steam's is, like, Steam OS or something like that, and it's, like, a Linux-based, OS thingamajigger. I don't know what to call it, but anyways. But, yeah, with the Steam Deck, I would have to say that, it's alright, so when it comes to, like, playing games, in my opinion, it does play better, alright? It does play better because they have it set up where you can press the button to turn it off, and then it, like, puts it in this sleep mode. Then you can turn the button to turn it back on, and it puts you, like, right where you last left off. So, like, let's say, for an example, if you are playing God of War. I believe God of War is, so that's the thing that they have it set up on the Steam Deck, is that they'll let you know which games are compatible and which games aren't compatible. So they got unsupported, somewhat compatible, and then fully, like, verified, like, this this game is playable and stuff. And I was gonna look up something, completely forgot. But anyways, we're gonna move on, because I'm like, I'm not trying to have it where I keep going back and forth trying to figure out stuff that I messed this whole episode up. So anyways, moving on, improvising. So anyways, but yeah, games, in my opinion, yeah, they do play a little bit better with the Steam Deck. And then with the Lenovo Legion Go, it's more so, yeah, it's set up like a gaming PC. Like, you have to turn it on, sign in, do all that other extra stuff, which is, I don't mind. But yeah, like, that's something, like I said, I would keep that at home and then bring the Steam Deck out and about and stuff. But I mean, you can, yeah, I guess you can, you know, use it where it's like, I don't know, maybe if you want to go out, get two Lenovo Legion Go's or get two Steam Decks, whichever you prefer. In my opinion, both of them are the best gaming PCs out right now, or handheld gaming PCs that's out right now. Steam Deck is in a league of its own, but the Lenovo Legion Go, in my opinion, the best handheld gaming PC out there. Anybody that be comparing, because there's no way possible, if anybody tells me, oh, the Asus ROG Ally is actually better than the Lenovo Legion Go, bruh, the Asus ROG Ally is even better than the original Steam Deck. Alright, there's no way possible anybody gonna try to convince me that the Asus ROG Ally is better. No offense to Asus and the ROG Ally, but I'm just saying, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. So I guess if you're all like, oh, well, what about this? What about, yeah, the, like I said, the Steam Deck OLED and the Lenovo Legion Go, in my opinion, are the better options. So if you're looking for something that's lightweight and plays games good, and, you know, you ain't got to worry about a bunch of extra stuff, get the Steam Deck. If you want something that's a little bit more fancier, and, you know, you can show it off to your friends, and then they're all like, oh my god, like, that's insane, that's crazy, oh, that's the dopest thing ever, get the Lenovo Legion Go. I guess if you're trying to make an impression on people and stuff. Like, let's say if you're going out, so, like, let's say you going to a gaming convention or something, and you know ain't nobody there gonna be having no Lenovo Legion Go, yes, show out, wear your best outfit, wear your best pair of sneakers, clean your glasses, slick your hair down to the side, bro, I'm telling you, you bring out the Lenovo Legion Go, you're gonna have some people looking like, dang, what that is, what's that all about, I need to, nah, let me pull up a seat, can you play this game? So, and then that's another thing with both of them. So that's the one thing that actually I'll have to say that I like about the Lenovo Legion Go, is that you could do remote play off of it. So you can play Steam games. So, like, let's say, for an example, you could turn on your gaming PC, and then if you want to, like, go to another part of your house and play, well, I don't know if it'll work on some stuff where it's like, because I imagine if, like, so let, I guess, like, well, I don't know how that would work. Because I'm trying to think, like, if, let's say, if you are like, oh, I'm going to go over to a friend's house, or I'm going to go across town or something, but I do want to play. So I don't know if it'll be like, if you'll have to have it. See, and that's why I'm like, it's probably just best if you get the Steam Deck, I guess, if you are one to play Steam games. But for the PlayStation and the Xbox, yeah, you can download, well, with the, you can't download PlayStation, well, unless you have a Steam account or something, but, yeah, the remote play, I had to say that's another reason why I like the Lenovo Legion Go, because you could use remote play take your Xbox controller and literally play, like, you can play just about any game you got downloaded onto your Xbox and stuff, and same with PlayStation, but I have to say Xbox plays a little bit better, just because, yeah, it's like it's Windows and Microsoft and their technology, versus with PlayStation. Like, so if you were to play PlayStation through remote play, it's kind of weird setting it up. But, no, PlayStation, they do got their own app that you can download directly off of their website. And then, yeah, they, but they have it where you gotta, like, plug up. You gotta, have, like, that plug-in for your, PlayStation. So, like, if you, like, the charger cable and stuff. So, you gotta plug that up to the Lenovo Legion Go. And then plug it up to your PlayStation controller versus with your Xbox. You can play it wirelessly. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. But, yeah, that it's just, it's one of those things where I'm like, but it's dope though. It's a dope feature. I think that it's pretty cool that they got that. But Steam Deck, it got, remote play too. I did play a little bit of it. I thought it was pretty decent and stuff. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. If you have any questions, feel free to comment them down below. Stay tuned for the next, episode. Like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast sharing service. Thank you guys, and peace.